Hey guys, and welcome to the Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to be doing an update cast. I want to talk about a few things that have been happening in my life. A school visit I went on today, which really excited me. I am a 36-year-old man, so it's always strange to say a school visit excited me. And also what we're planning to do on the podcast going forward. I've got a couple of ideas, and I think this is going to be very valuable for brand new listeners and for listeners of old. So let's dive into today's podcast. Okay, so let's dive into this, guys. Hope the audio is okay. I'm doing this through a different mic. So apologies if it's not perfect, but I want to make sure a podcast got out. I've been running a little bit late this week. You know, the dyslexic way of time not always matching what's going on in our heads, but it's been a very good week nonetheless. And so today I wanted to do a little bit of an update on where I am, what's going well, what's working for my dyslexic and very creative brain, what's not, and also where we're looking to go. So I want to start by saying I went to school today. I went to a primary school. So in New Zealand, and I've always got to frame this, all schools around the world are a little bit different, but I have not had a great experience at school for many years. Like many of us, the slats of desks where you sat for 6 hours a day. on lucky days, you went to different classrooms, but some of us would have just sat in the same desk for year on year on year. I've always had a pretty bad memory of that kind of school between the ages of 5 and say 12, 13, especially, where you were even more involved in that, in my experience. And so, you know, I've always, like many of us, you know, I've got the experiences that I came through school with, where it wasn't good. It was hard. It was challenging. I felt like no one really cared about me or understood the way I needed to be taught with dyslexia. You know, I was quite lucky and in a privileged place for a part of my schooling, but even then, it wasn't really known a lot about. You know, I'm that old that they were still learning about dyslexia, right? So they, you know, all they do is give you a bit more time and say good luck. So the fun of dyslexia, right? But what really amazed me today is I was lucky enough. My partner Holly has an amazing daughter who's just turned 5 years old. Let's just say unicorn rainbows parties are the thing these days. I'm not sure if that's always been the case, but I'm learning a lot of new experiences in this this world. But I managed to go along for the school visit. Now this school goes between the age of 5 and about 12, 13, from what I could tell. And going to a school visit, the first thing, you know, I found as I walked through the gates, if you can imagine a school, is like, you know, this not fear, but you know, it's this weird feeling. Like I haven't actually been in a school for years and years and years. I've probably actively not gone to a school. And so I walked through the doors going, oh gosh, what's this going to be like? I feel sorry for her. I'm sure it's come a little way, but it's going to be really challenging for her. It's, you know, because I feel she's quite right-brained personally. And I went through this one-hour kind of process of how the school operates. And I was dumbfounded at how amazing it was. And this is a public school in New Zealand, you know. And that really amazed me is what they're doing over here. And what's so cool and interesting is instead of the old classrooms where they were all seated in rows and you had a desk and that was your desk or, you know, all these things. The classrooms now house what I believe is about 75 students. And between that, there's a couple of teachers and potentially an assistant teacher as well that run the classroom of kids. And the way they learn, like these schools, like I took some photos and I will put them in the Facebook support group that we have for the Truth About Dyslexia. So have a look at it. I'm going to write a post because I'm like so happy about this experience. But like there was literally caves. There was pods. There were places that people could walk around and sit and work from. When I say people, children, you know, between these different age groups, these little pods, they had so much creativity. They were teaching kids between 5 and 13. They were giving them experience of using programming languages at school. You know, they had TVs in all the classrooms. They were showing YouTube videos. Everyone was experiencing things. It was colorful. It was playful. It was so creative. I was in awe. I was shocked. I was amazed at how far this had come. Now, I definitely, don't get me wrong, I know not all schools are quite there yet, but in New Zealand, we're very lucky where we live. I didn't even realize how lucky we are that there is a school that is of this caliber that is using these new learning styles to help kids. And it just kind of made me go, wow, the world is coming around to the way, different way kids think. I was tempted to say, hey, maybe I could go back to school and start primary over, but that was very unlikely. But it gives, it really makes me happy for her to go there. It makes me really, really happy she's going to go to a school with this new way of learning. And what was really interesting, the way they talked about it, was they're trying to get kids to become independent learners. If they go through this whole program for 8 years, they want the kids to come out with the ability to learn themselves without the need for a teacher. They want to make them really, high capacity learners. So they've got all the basic blocks of reading, writing, and spelling. I didn't get the chance to ask too much about dyslexia, but what I could tell is the way they learned would work super well for them and kids with ADHD. It just seemed much more inclusive, just a smarter system, right? Such a smarter system to operate in. What would even amaze me is they had the little bouncy trampolines that you see, the little workout trampolines that had been completely destroyed because they've been used so much. But they're fantastic for ADHD kids that have too much energy. You put them on a bouncer for 5, 10 minutes, they get the energy out, they can then focus again. So I could see that they were using these principles that were just absolutely amazing. So I wanted to share that. I've been mean to the school system from a very limited perspective. And so when I see something that changes that, I think the value of our brains is we can be open to accept new information. And I've seen some new information that I really liked. So I wanted to share that for the sake of schooling everywhere. The next thing I want to talk about today is, really around slowing down in time. Something I've really gone across in my head today or recently is the ability just to be happy in the moment of where I'm of what's happening, rather than rushing off into the future. I found this is something that has been improved over the years, but I'm starting to get even more conscious of it. And I think that's what's super valuable is the more you're aware of something, the more conscious of something you are, the more likely you can change it in the moment. Because the killer I've always had is that I'd learn something new that was amazing. And then whenever I needed that new thing, I never remembered it. I was never aware of it at the time I needed it. And so what would happen is after a few weeks, I'd slowly forget that thing, it would disappear, and I'd just get grumpy with myself that I could never take action. Now, from time to time, I was able to use external triggers. You may remember I talked about the carrot that was in the pantry to stop me getting snacks. It actually helped me go to the fridge and get a carrot out instead. So that was really cool. But I can't have carrots everywhere, and that carrot external system doesn't always work, right? It's not always the perfect system for what I'm doing. So what I have noticed is as I become more aware and conscious of things, and I start playing with that consciousness and slowing down and letting myself become conscious of what I want, I'm starting to notice when I need these things in my life. That can even be with work. Today I looked at what I'd written down for myself, and I could see I'd gotten well overexcited about what I was going to be able to accomplish. I was like, wow, these are all cool things I want to do, and I know they all work towards my goals, and I'm really clear about that, but I completely have overestimated what I can do in the time frame. And so instead of old me going, no, you can do it, and then just smashing into it, I'm like, hey, what can I leave till tomorrow? What's going to change the game today? What do I need to do really well rather than, quality rather than quantity, which was something I used to have the problem of. I'd either have days of high quality or days of high quantity. And now I'm finding that balance is coming together, that consciousness, that awareness. So it's really exciting. And for you, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you're applying your own story to it. How can you start to see more consciousness? Now, The last thing I want to talk about today, and I hope the audio is okay for this, but what I want to mention is I keep trying to do this second version of the podcast, which is much more directed at a few really key topics that people can start off around dyslexia and how it's working. I'm so keen to do that, but I never seem to do it. It's hard for me to say that. I'd love to say I could, but I've got so many cool things happening in life. I'm really struggling to prioritize it. And that's just the bones. I'm looking at it going, hey, I really want to do this for other people, but there's some really epic stuff happening in my life that I want to do first. It's probably the only way I can be honest about it. It's not a big enough priority. And it's hard to say that. I wish it was, but it isn't. So I have a couple of choices. I can pick that project up, throw it in the rubbish bin, forget about it. I don't want to do that. So the other way I could do this is what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to start on my podcast tomorrow because this one's a day late. On the podcast tomorrow, I'm going to do my first podcast of the series. And this series is going to be going back to core topics that I've done relatively early on, but from the perspective of what I know today. You're always learning, experiencing, creating new stories, seeing new things. But I want to touch on things like disorientation. How does that affect the visual mind and dyslexics? Time and priorities, I want to dive into a bit. I want to dive into trigger words, which are massive for dyslexics of every age. And so starting tomorrow, I'll be doing my first one, and I'm hoping to do 6 to 7 of these is what's in my mind at the moment. And once I've done them on the actual website, Truth About Dyslexia, I'm going to put up these as the top 7 podcasts to start listening to, because they will give you perspective on the rest of the podcast. Because God knows, if you came in on this podcast and you hadn't heard me before, you're probably like, this guy's mad. He sounds awesome, but he's pretty mad. So I want to be able to give you some context to that madness. So yeah, that's what I want to share today, guys. That's my update cast. Love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing stuff in the group. And be very aware, I'll put these photos up of the school. It's really heartening, some of the posters they have around it, and just it's like if you could have gone to school with this kind of way of thinking, your life would be. It's a different world. And this is a public school. This is a free school in New Zealand. So I'm very proud of our little country over here. So have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow.